And then, I'm sorry, what was the artist's name in here?
Mariah. Mariah and Mariah. Mariah Ann Johnson.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about her process? Like, is a large part of her artwork, I just see like a lot of exploration and like found stuff, like with the materials, it seems like a situation like, oh, I have to do something with this.
So I've seen her work in a couple of different ways. She has done a lot of work where she works with these sheets. Some of it is much more structural. It's the folding and layering and building of three-dimensional form out of the sheets, which is not what this ends up being. As I see this, this is taking those sheets and essentially using them as the brushstroke or a linear mark. It's like doing that really sort of loose drawing that she does with the brush, but instead of it just being a big, you know, wide line or swatch on the canvas or on the paper, she mostly works on paper, it's done right in the space in front of you. So she came in here with a humongous collection of sheets in all different colors, and she keeps them all color-coded. She's got them stacked and organized. And it's sort of like, oh, I feel like I need an orange here. What do I have? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go find an orange. And oh, that orange and that blue work really well together. So I'm going to, you know, next thing, you know, she's looking for a blue. So it looked to me like she was almost painting with the sheets or drawing with the sheets in space.
That's interesting. So like you said, the texture pattern, she is more the texture she wants in the color, the brush stroke, than necessarily like, oh, this is so funny or whatever.
Right. I think the fact that they're sheets is sort of arbitrary in a sense, it's just a material that is readily available. And I know she just like scours thrift stores looking for interesting colors and patterns. But it's a material that's readily available in a huge range of colors and patterns.
And it's like a solid that can move like a liquid or whatever.
Right, it's super fluid.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like you said, on this one, it's tied tighter together. Looks like a more swifter, tighter brush stroke than a long sweeping line. Now, with that in mind, did she have, it might have been a little bit different for this one since they were trying to integrate so much, but does she have a forced perspective? Like was it all directed for standing like here?
No, I think her goal was really that you're gonna enjoy the experience from wherever it is that you happen to enter the piece.
Are.
I mean, like, so one example is this piece that's hanging down there, those all the browns and oranges hanging down there. Mm-hmm. From this, this is actually my favorite perspective. I don't know, it's something about the way the light catches them, but you get a totally different experience than when you look at them from the far left over here. On one side, it's a bunch of linear strokes, and on the other side, it's like you're looking straight at the canvas and you're seeing these wide swaths of color. And again, it's different when you come in from the other side. So as I was watching her, what she's doing in here, she has this like general idea, like I want to hang something down from there, I want to work from that railing that's up there so that I can use this wall as a canvas.
Yeah.
But I need to know that from every perspective you look at it, you're getting something.
Yeah.
There's a little something new or different that you're going to see.
It's interesting. I bet in some ways, like looking at this painting right next to it, or drawing, it allows her to accomplish what she can on material or on paper because the paint will literally cover it up. Like, you know, these cross lines, that like dark maroon color might be a fuller movement, but she doesn't want to do that and cover up the other pieces.
Right. Yeah, I guess it's true.
So like here she can actually have it both ways.
Right.
So is this drawing that I was thinking was the artist, other artist earlier, is that more like you were saying her other pieces are kind of like where they're stacked and structured? Or
oh, I guess that's true.
Kind of get an idea what that is.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, that's very true, actually. The other pieces that I've seen, it might be something where she takes, say, a nook on the top of a wall or where two pieces of architecture meet and starts to build up a sort of rectilinear form out of folded sheets that are stacked, and then maybe they just start to droop over the edge or something like that. Just that little bit of fluid movement, but mostly three-dimensional structured form.
Gotcha.
And of course, repetition, because if you take all the different green sheets, you end up with a sort of pattern that you build just by having all the folded sheets stacked.
Right.
As opposed to relying on the patterns that are on each individual sheet.
Gotcha.